Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel good Friday. Waking up with your boys, me and Jeremy. Ed Norris on vacation. What's up, Jay?
Not much, man. Big weekend. I mean, this is one of the best college football weekends I think we've had. I think there's 5 or 6 top 25 matchups, yeah. And even some other ones you could look at and go.
Good matchups.
Yeah, even like that team should be top 25, but because they lost a game or two, that's why they're not.
Penn State with the first time playing without its head coach, James Franklin, and what? How long has he been there? 12 years?
A long time.
Yeah. So, interesting. Hey, man, I want to thank everybody who came out last night to the Humidor on the Hill, benefiting Pathfinders for Autism. I do a lot of charity events, so I don't like promoting two at a time. So I really didn't get a chance to promote this one.
You were promoting the bourbon one, right?
Right. So this one came along, and so it was kind of a late promotion. As of Monday, we sold 17 tickets. They were sold out. It was just great. Rita came. A couple of friends of mine came. Remy, grew up with him, he came. My new friends out in Harford County came. I say that with a laugh because I know you got a joke there somewhere.
Whites. These are exciting whites.
It was like probably like 15 of them came out. Yeah, it was a great crowd. Cool.
It's awesome when I get to fill in for you on these Pathfinder for Autism events because it's kind of like when Tito went out performing Michael songs. Hey, guys, it's me.
Yeah, with Deep Eddie, National Republic, Platinum Crush, Drew Estate Cigars, True Chesapeake Oysters, Capital Grill. Capital Grill provided the food. I told everybody when I spoke, I said, listen, I want you to know something. We can't afford them. Yeah. We can't afford them, but they came out, and Shelby Blondell was our acoustic performer. It was a great night, man.
Nice, yeah, man. That's awesome. Anytime, especially for that cause, and those people at Pathfinders are just awesome.
They are. Got a chance to talk baseball with B.J. Surhoff for about 20 minutes. If you could talk baseball with B.J. Surhoff, it's a baseball sermon. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It is, I mean, you will be enlightened. His just knowledge of the game is just unbelievable, man. His aspect, his outlook, I should say, on hitting and professional hitting. I mean, you look at his career, man. He could rake.
I was a professional hitter,
yes,
man.
Yes, he was. He could absolutely rake, and he's a good guy.
I mean, people talk about that all the time. Like, when you say professional hitter, it's just, you know what you're getting from him. Doesn't mean he has to hit you 30 or 40 bombs. He knows what to do at the plate. Sometimes that's a ground ball to first base so you can get the runner from second to third, or ground ball to second base. Fly ball to right field to get him over easier. You know?
He has a plan.
Yes.
Professional hitters have a plan when they go up to the plate.
Yes.
And shout out to you, Jeremy.
What'd I do?
I started off the football season, Joe, with $25 in my FanDuel account. After last night, I'm over $400 in my FanDuel.
Hey, there was a moment yesterday, and Rob literally walked over to me when I started talking about, I saw like a light go on in your eyes when I was talking about Cincinnati, and you were like, you know what, I feel that, I can see that, and then we started talking about Flacco and Chase, and you put together a little parlay.
Had the Bengals covering, Chase 80 yards passing of receiving,
and he doubled that.
Yeah, Joe Flacco with 200 yards passing. That was my parlay. And I say shout out to you because I get all of my gambling stuff from you. I don't listen. I don't do everything you say. I pick and choose. Like you said yesterday, I felt that one. I've got to feel it. Like if you tell me Ball State is playing Northern Illinois, I'm like, what do I really know about that roster? I don't know too much about it. I take his word for it, but I'm going to stay away from that. But when you give me the Bengals, I'm like, Thursday night football, Mike Tomlin has never beaten a divisional opponent on the road on Thursday night football. When Joe Flacco finds a receiver that he likes, he peppers him. Chase. If they win this game or stay close, Flacco's going to have 200 yards passing. All right, that's my parlay.
You know what I like about what you did is everything correlated together.
Yeah.
Like people do things that don't make sense, and sometimes they win. Like you take a team to win, but you take their under run total. So now you've pigeonholed yourself. Like, for example, if you took the Dodgers under 4.5 runs last night, I'm just giving you an example, right, and then you took them to win, it means they can't win by 5 runs or you lose your bet. So that to me, that doesn't make... Can it happen? Of course. Yeah. But it doesn't make sense to put that other bet in there with it because now you're pigeonholing.
You got two arrows going in opposite directions.
You need to middle it, basically.
Right. Yeah. And those things, to me, those things just, they lined up. If they stay close or win, these things are going to happen. That's my parlay.
Well, that's why I talk about with the wind in baseball and Wrigley games especially, when the wind's blowing out. And then I call them lottery tickets. You grab two guys in the lineup, and I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what two guys, because everybody wants to grab the favorites. But damn, the backup catcher's hitting home runs in the games when the wind's blowing out at 15 miles an hour. Yeah. So you take the over, and you pick two guys to homer, and put together a couple of lottery tickets. One of them hits, and all of a sudden, you're up a grand. You know.
And for me to go from 25 to 400, some people think that's all you got. I don't bet a lot. I'm a $25 guy. That's why I started off with 25 bucks. That's it for me.
I saw Rob was feeling good because he put 30 on that. Rob's like, this one's definitely hitting.
I put 30 on it because I had like 280 or something like that sitting there. I'm like, okay, I'll
leave 250.
I'm not coming out of my pocket.
House money, baby.
Yeah, I'm not coming out of my pocket with this. This is, like you said, it's house money. Let me put 30 on this one.
By the way, the best moment last night is when Flacco threw the ball to Chase and it hit him right in the hands and he dropped it. And the look on Flacco's face was like,
what was that?
How did that happen? You ain't supposed to do that. He's like, man, I done caught 16 of these some bitches. What do you want from me?
My hands are cramped.
And then they run a little bootleg with Flacco to roll out and pick up a first.
Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. This is, and Joe, you can chime in on this one, too, because this is a real question. When did Joe Flacco learn to slide?
What are you talking about teaching him?
He had the tuck and roll slide. He had the... a rumble on gravel slide. He had the slip and fall slide. Yeah. I never
my
saw
foot gets
slide.
Caught in the turf and fall overhead first slide.
When did he learn to slide?
It took 18 years, but he did it.
No doubt. No doubt. And also, who on earth is this big-ass tight end that they have?
The kid from Georgia?
My
Pittsburgh,
God.
Or are you talking
Pittsburgh.
About?
Not Washington, baby.
Pittsburgh.
Darnell Washington?
He is 300 pounds, man. He only had 3 receptions for 2 yards last night, but he had a touchdown.
Do you remember him at Georgia? He was the other tight end with Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
And they would throw the ball to his 6'12" ass so many times. Like he's in there blocking, and all of a sudden he leaks out, and it's like, yeah, jump ball. That'd be the good one.
That's not a bad draft, a third-round draft pick.
No.
They call him Mount Washington, but last night, the best part was there was a tweet that said, imagine getting called out for being fat on national television, and they had a little graphic. It was following him around. It said 300-plus pounds.
They have him listed as 6'7", 265. Sada.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it on radio. Sada. If that dude is 264, then I'm 180.
I think he was 264 his freshman year.
No doubt. Mm. And I'm 200. If he's 264, I'm 180. That dude is every bit of 290 plus.
He's a big man.
I'm not hating him. 6'7". That's not a bad find. Third round pick. Tuck him away a little bit.
I mean, and look, he might end up becoming the best blocking tight end in football, but he's not. It's not like that's all he can do.
He's gonna be around for a while.
Yeah.
He's basically an agile offensive lineman.
Well, look, the Ravens' bye week starts off good with Pittsburgh taking an L. That's what you need to see.
I love that. I was like, just I was conflicted last night, though. I'm pulling for the Bengals. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was easier when you heard they were playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
You know, but like watching that game and seeing Flacco, sure enough, we talked about him locking on to Chase. Chase had 16 receptions last night. 16.
Stupid.
I didn't think that was going to be the game plan to have Flacco throw it as many times he did, but hey, they won.
410-583-1057 is the number. Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45. But on the other side, we will continue to recap last night's game, see what we like, we didn't like, and maybe Pittsburgh Steelers, is this the time of the year where they show they're fraudulent? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jeremy, what did we see last night with the Cincinnati Bengals defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers 33-31? What was that that we saw? You came away thinking what?
I came away thinking I'm right about the Steelers. And granted, I've said this 1,000 times. To me, in the NFL, the greatest advantage is having a home game on a Thursday. It's so difficult to prepare. It's a short week. You're not ready. You got guys that are banged up, and now you're flying to another city. Does their ankle swell up? Does their knee swell up? Yeah. You know, all those things that can happen. You get a day basically to prepare for them unless you started preparing the week before. I just think it's such a great advantage. And in divisional games, it's even more of a great advantage because the familiarity you already had can obviously help you win a game. But on a short week, I think it's even greater. So I've been saying all year long that I thought the Eagles, something was off with them, yeah. And I don't buy into the Steelers, and I ain't right about everything, but I feel a little vindicated after watching that last night and watching the Eagles the past 2 weeks, and I got news for you. The Eagles are probably going to lose this week, too.
I'm telling you, I always feel like the Pittsburgh Steelers are a product of Mike Tomlin, meaning early in the season, they're going to win because he's going to prepare better than everybody else. But when it comes down to it and film gets out on that team, Mike Tomlin or nobody else is going to be able to do enough for the Steelers to be a perennial championship type team. They're just not. They're not built that way. I think for those people in Pittsburgh that blame Mike Tomlin, you ought to blame your front office. Because when's the last time he really had a legit roster.
And it's weird. I don't think their offense is the problem. I think it's their defense.
The defense. Chase Brown had 11 carries for 108 yards.
I'm pulling it up now. Do you think he had 100 yards in any game this year?
No.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Here's his games. Chase Brown, recent games, all right? Against the Steelers, 108. Against Green Bay, 42. Against Detroit, 27. Denver, 40. Remember that big game against the Vikings? He had 3 yards.
Well, he wasn't in the country. It's different. He wasn't breathing right air.
It's bad. So, like, again, like, looking at this, he was rated as one of the worst running backs in football this year. They were talking about, like, how many times you want him to touch the ball. You got to throw the ball to win. Steelers gave up 100 yards on 11 carries.
To that dude.
Unbelievable.
Flip side, Bengals' vaunted defense gave up 127 on 16 carries to Jalen Warren.
Yep.
8 yards a chop. Neither one of these teams are good. Why do I think the Ravens can get back in it? Because neither one of these are the best two teams in the division, and neither of them are good.
Yeah.
And the Ravens have them a combined 4 times. Stack the W's, man.
Yeah. If you get help, again, this is where I know it's a tough pill to swallow after what you've watched, but if Lamar comes back, Roquan comes back, you got Stanley, Hamilton, Ricard, all these guys are coming back, things are going to change, and this is a team that knows they don't have any break points. You can't afford to lose a game early here, because then all of a sudden your GM's got to go, well, wait a minute, should we trade a couple of these pieces away, or are we going to add? Because you can't add if you're down.
You know, I was thinking last night, and you talk about the wide receiver is the only position on the field where you can do everything right and not see the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Steelers last night ran 54 plays. 54. Your best target, your best weapon, DK Metcalf, only got targeted 5 times. That's the life of a wide receiver, man.
Yeah.
And in a way, how do you target that guy just 5 times? And I'm not really blaming him. I'm just saying that's just how tough it is. You ran 54 plays. By the way, the Bengals ran 72. They ran almost 20 more plays than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I just got a text from a buddy. So Chase Brown was averaging, what, 2.7 yards per carry?
Right.
Before that game? Just having an awful season. And in an offense where you thought, like, hey, this guy's going to take off because he has all these other pieces. But, damn.
Joe Flacco is just flailing around, 47 passes, 342 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Also had a 12-yard run, but is back to the end zone, pick up a key first down to keep the chains moving. They ended up winning on the game with the field goal at the end. And again, I walked away thinking, neither one of these teams are good.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of you scare me. Pittsburgh, even at 4-1 before the game, didn't scare me.
I got news for you. There's no team in the league that scares me.
True.
I mean, after watching what I've seen, and we can call it parity, mediocrity, whatever you guys want to call it.
But
the league is watered down now where I don't think there's a dominant team. Again, this is the first year in I don't know how long that we had no undefeated teams after week 5. Zero. I mean, that just seems like you don't have one team that's going to make that run and just kind of dominate. And then even the teams that we did, they lost back to the Bills and the Eagles lost back-to-back games. Right after we were crowning them, like, who's better than these guys? Well, a lot of teams, it seems like. I mean, I just think it's kind of a crapshoot, and maybe the teams that have familiarity or been there in the postseason and the experience comes into play, but maybe we have a bunch of new teams in the postseason.
And I know we're going to talk about it later. Are we doing our picks today? Yeah, we're doing our picks today. I think there's going to be, you kind of alluded to it, there's going to be an upset, I guess it's an upset, in the NFC East this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be the one that you said.
Oh, really?
No.
You think the Cowboys are going to beat the Commanders?
Yep.
I do, too.
Commanders' favorite in that game? I think Cowboys win that game.
I think it's a 1.5-point spread.
Okay, so it's definitely favorite because they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Cowboys win that game.
Well, here's my thing, and the one caveat I'm going to say with the Vikings
game.
Oh,
Lord.
As they play the Eagles. Oh, hold on. You got Rashawn on there
Yeah,
already?
I did not see him.
What did you put up the cowboy bat signal?
I swear I did not see him. I just looked over. Yeah, go ahead.
Womp, womp, womp. There he is. It's a cowboy signal. Where's Rashawn? He's on Lahont. No, but like if Minnesota, they're talking J.J. McCarthy might start this week. That's my one caveat. If that cat plays, then all those bets are off. It sounds so weird. If the backup quarterback plays, I love Minnesota. Because I don't know if J.J. McCarthy hunts. And I feel like If you can throw the football, Justin Jefferson should be the number one target this weekend against that Eagles secondary.
J.J. McCarthy is a phenomenal college quarterback. But he's playing in the NFL now.
I don't know if he can. I've seen him play one good quarter. He's
a phenomenal college quarterback.
But I still think Minnesota is one of the dogs of the week.
Rashawn.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Good morning, man.
Just wake up.
Hey. We just came in the house. We flew out to L.A. last night.
Well, wake your ass up while you're talking to us. Don't be bringing out Showdown. This ain't an overnight show.
No, my bad. No, but, that's why I miss you. That's another thing, too. You heard the event. It was a nice one last year around this time.
It was off the hook. It was off the hook last night. It was great last year. It was even better last night.
I can imagine, man. Oh, man. I know
all
that one
women?
Girl was there.
Ooh, buddy, there were so many women there.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's always. But, before I get to the Ravens, though, right, y'all made a y'all said something to quote my – oh, yeah, about the Cowboys thing, right? And I'm not trolling this week. I'm not saying that. I think it's a good pick to pick the Cowboys this week because they play them hard. And, actually last year the Cowboys beat the Commanders with Cooper Rush. Last year at quarterback starting, and Jayden Daniels was in the game.
And I don't know if you heard this, CeeDee Lamb's back.
Yes, that's all I'm about to say. CeeDee Lamb's back. So I'm just curious to see how he's going to mesh in with this offense. And I think he's going to be a powerhouse offense. I mean, the defense is not going to get no better, of course.
Well,
but
hey, Rashawn, you know they did it was the quarterback index of how their teams let them down, and Dak was number one. Lamar was
number
three.
He was three, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and Dak is playing at the MVP level, if I'm not mistaken, huh?
Saying his team letting him down. Like Dak's playing his ass off.
He's the most forsaken quarterback in the National Football League.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with that, man. But and far as the Ravens go,
You got to talk about
I think yesterday, man, I think I text you, Rob, right? And I don't know if you read it on air. I was like, at this point in his career, is Joe Flacco a better option at quarterback than Cooper Rush? And you said, no, man, Joe Flacco is done. Or something along the lines.
No, I said, no, he's not.
I would agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think so. I just think, right situation there in Cincinnati. By the way, why are you in L.A.?
We do our, once a year, we do a Terps game, away game on the road. So we picked the
UCLA.
Rose Bowl. Yeah, Rose Bowl, the site of Super Bowl 27, right? If y'all remember, who played and who won that game, right? By a margin of 52-13 when Michael Jackson performed at halftime. So it was one of the best Super Bowls.
Somebody told you about it because you weren't even alive when last time Cowboys won.
I was seven.
Okay.
I was seven.
Somebody
Rob.
Still told you about it. Hey,
yeah,
Rashawn.
No. Yo.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, get your slow ass talking off the phone. He's tired. He sounds so tired.
Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, big contract out in Indiana. It's not a football school. Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan. Kirk Cignetti gets the big contract for Indiana. And I agree with Feinbaum. I don't think this is a smart deal. I don't. I'm not, and this has not an indictment on his coaching ability, because I think Cignetti is an absolutely phenomenal coach. He gets 8 years, $93 million. Let's go to basketball for a second. Who's a blue blood? Blue bloods.
Well, you start with, I would say Kentucky.
Stop there, because that's where I wanted to go.
Okay.
When's the last time Kentucky won a national championship?
In basketball?
Yeah. Well, nothing else.
Well, I mean, I'm just making sure. Basketball. I didn't know if you were setting
basketball.
Me up to.
Yeah, let's go basketball.
When was it? The 20.
That was
2017.
That was the Unibrows.
Was that the
freshman
last time?
Year. I'm pretty sure that was the last time.
Here, let me look it up. But go ahead.
Okay,
I'm look it up.
So they see all these other schools now starting to get these rosters, these lineups. Am I right?
Yep.
So what did Kentucky do this year, Jeremy?
They spent $22 million in NIL. It's the most that anybody's spent in basketball so far.
Give me an up-and-coming program over the last 3 or 4 years. It's not a blue blood.
Up-and-coming in basketball?
Yeah.
What about Houston?
Okay, Houston. They told Houston, that's cute.
Yeah.
We want this back. All right, Indiana is seeing success right now. They're
2012 for Kentucky.
Yeah, that was the Unibrows first year, only year rather.
Yep.
So now Indiana football is doing well. under the guidance of Cignetti. He's a phenomenal coach.
They went to the playoff last year, right?
Yes. Guess what's going to stop? These blue bloods are going to say, that's cute. We want these players back. And they're going to start stacking money. And Indiana's football program can't keep up with that. So you're paying this guy $11 million a year when you can't pay players what Alabama's going to pay them. Well, Auburn, folks, Auburn's going to get enough of this. They'll get enough of this. As a South Carolina Gamecock fan, you know what I know reality is? Reality to me is I get 9 wins and don't finish, and I can finish upper middle of the pack in the SEC. I've had a good year.
Would you say South Carolina, comparatively speaking, Indiana in the Big Ten, South Carolina in the SEC, South Carolina a little bit better?
Yes.
When you consider peers and everything?
Tradition, yes.
Yes.
Indiana is having a good run. But they're not going to keep up with the big boys in that conference. Michigan's going to fire his coach this year. They're going to hire a big-name coach. What happens with big-name coaches? You got to bring in big players. You got to spin. They're not going to be able to outdo Michigan. They're not going to be able to outdo Ohio State. UCLA is in that conference now. USC is in that conference now. You're not going to be able to keep up with the big boys. You're paying your great coach $11 million only because Penn State just fired their coach and you want to keep him. Not smart.
Well, and I'd say this too, like, I do like the fact, you might be right in the end of it, but I like the fact that they're trying to keep him. Ultimately, when you look at Cignetti, I was just sitting here saying, okay, as soon as the Penn State job opened up, everybody was talking about Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, and I'm going, man, that cat at Indiana, everybody's going to try to make that move to go get Cignetti. I mean, look, he's told you, Google me, all I do is win. He's won everywhere he's been, and that includes Indiana football now.
Yeah, listen, this is not an indictment on him.
Yeah, you've already said he's a good coach.
I think he's a phenomenal young coach. I think he is. He's an outstanding coach. But I think he can keep up with the coaches. I don't think Indiana can keep up with the others.
Yeah, that's why he's going to have to outwit them in a lot of games and, you know, have a better scheme, a better strategy coming in. Because, look, when talent shows up, yeah, you can beat talent. But if we did it over a period of 10 games, talent's going to win more times than not.
When I used to do play-by-play for Morgan, I remember going to Rutgers. We played against Rutgers. And for the first quarter, that was a game. First part of the first quarter was a game. You know what I realized? I wasn't worried about Rutgers' first 22. I was worried about Rutgers' next 22.
The depth.
They kept, exactly. They just kept pounding and kept pounding and kept pounding. And Morgan couldn't keep up because they either run their first 22 in the ground or expose the next 22 not being able to keep up with them. Because Morgan's second 22 wasn't as good as Rutgers was. 22 and 22, Rutgers may be, they may be, I would say, 14 of the players were better than the first 22.
Well,
in the second 22, 22 of the players was better than the next 22.
I mean, I'll give you one. What about the military schools? They can't recruit like the other teams, so they run offenses from the Stone Ages. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you don't see them that often. And when they come in and they're running it, you're like, damn, this is frustrating as hell.
Well, you can't practice it because you don't run it. So I think it was a good gesture. It was a great gesture. But they will rule the day. They gave this man an 8-year, $93 million contract. Jeremy, in 4 years, they're going to be trying to get out of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this much. I've been screaming about Penn State's offensive coordinator getting an opportunity, and I think he's the next brilliant mind that makes that leap to either a head coaching spot in college football or maybe NFL. As an offensive coordinator in the NFL and works his way up like a Joe Brady or like someone else, as Brady came from LSU and now he's been working his way up.
Can I go back to something you said a few minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
You think Marcus Freeman would leave Notre Dame for Penn State?
I don't think he will. That's what they're saying. They're saying that the money could be so good.
Do you think it's a better job?
Penn State than Notre Dame? No, because Notre Dame gets to, I mean, you basically play whoever the hell you want, right? Like, you're, the way it's set up, I think Notre Dame's more than likely a better job. But I think they're close. To me, it would seem like, at best, a lateral move, unless the money's great. You think Notre Dame's a far better job?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Notre Dame is that place anymore. I think Notre Dame fans are delusional. I do. I think Notre Dame, I say this all the time. They, once upon a time, not long ago, boys and girls, Notre Dame could sit in your living room and ask your son if he wanted to play on TV every week.
Now everybody can. Yeah.
It's a horrible area. It's not warm. Who wants to go to South? Okay, all things being equal, who the hell wants to go to South Bend, Indiana? When I could go to Tuscaloosa, when I could go to Gainesville, when I can go to Austin, Texas. Why am I going to Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be the case with Indiana. I don't
pay more.
I don't think Notre Dame is that gig anymore. I think Notre Dame is the name, but I don't really think it's that gig anymore. I think Notre Dame gets a lot of consideration for national championships and all because voters, well, they get a lot of hype. The AP hypes them up. But when it all comes down to it, when you put those names in that and scheduled in that machine later on and start picking the real national championship votes, we'll figure out who's fraudulent. So no, I don't think it's that place anymore.
Where do you think Indiana is in the Big Ten in the grand scheme of things?
Huh?
Where do you think they are in the Big Ten? Like right now, Indiana. Like are they...
Oh, they up echelon right now. Right now.
Can they compete with Ohio State?
Year or overall?
This year.
This year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're legit this year. But I'm telling you, the big boys are going to say, okay, enough of that. That was cute.
Stylistically, when they play bad teams, they hammer them.
They do.
And that's what lets me know this team is, yeah.
You have to. World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 7:30. Don't go anywhere. I got to get that. But on the other side, we're going to get Lee Sterling's picks. He's from Paramount Sports, and he's up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Next. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports. Courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Lee Sterling. Good morning to you, Lee. Lee?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good. What a difference a quarterback can make.
How about that?
40-year-old guy, huh?
Two 40-year-old quarterbacks last night. Very entertaining Thursday night football.
What's interesting.
Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, it was. And I was. What's interesting, I was watching the game last week, and I didn't have anything on the Green Bay-Cincinnati game, but I'm watching the game like, you know what? There's a total difference in the first half to the second half of this team. Not just, you know, the way he was throwing it. Obviously, he started feeling comfortable, but the offensive line believed in him, too. So that's part of it. I think that the team had almost quit on Jake Browning. So Joe Flacco and the Bengals are going to be a tough out if they can find any any semblance of a defense going forward.
Well, they helped me hit my parlay last night. Let's get to the games this weekend. Let's start off with the Hurricanes.
Yep.
Against the Louisville Cardinals. You had this at 13.5 underdogs for the Cardinals.
Yep. Yeah, and I think the Cardinals are going to stay in this game. I like the skill players they have on offense. They're running back Brown, Isaac Brown. He's from Miami, even though he's been beat up. He'll be a go tonight, and he'll go as long as he can. Want to impress the home folks. And their two receivers, Bell and Lacy, are as good as what Miami has. Difference here is probably Miller Moss. You know, he has some talent, but he does make mistakes, throws interceptions if you get pressure on him. And Miami has the top two edge rushers, according to Pro Football Focus and college football. So I think Miami will ultimately win. But when you want to bet the top three or four teams in the country, you got to pay an extra 2 or 3 points. That's the way it is if you want to back them until – you know, finally they have a couple spread losses. And I think Miami wins the game 42-31. So I'm going to take Louisville plus the 13.5. Yeah. Maybe the best bet here is to play the over, yeah. Over 50.5 total points.
I love it. I told Jeremy earlier, I think Louisville covers.
Lee, yep. As we stay here in college football, yeah. We got a big matchup in the Big Ten. Michigan -6 against Washington. What are you seeing here?
Well, I think that this Washington team is underrated. Everyone has forgotten about them. They're not in the top 25. Only losses to Ohio State. And last week, they really came on and looked good in that game, just routed Rutgers. In fact, had 579 total yards. So they're skill players. Damon Williams, the quarterback. Jonah Coleman, he'll be playing at the next level. So will Denzel Boston. He'll be a first-round pick, it looks like. So I think now we finally see that there are some chinks in this Michigan defense. And as we know, the offense has never been great and hasn't turned the corner. I think the wrong team is favored. I'm going with the Huskies straight up here, 27-23.
I love it. I love it. Joined by Lee Sterling. He's from Paramount Sports. Lee, again, college football, UCLA hosting Maryland. You must have these two teams pretty even because UCLA at home only favored by 3.5.
Yeah, and the difference probably is coaching staffs here. So they fired Deshaun Foster, and just they had poor coordinator hires. And you move to Jerry Neuheisel, and the kids love him. He's clearly unlocked Nico Amoyaba. And Nico's thrown for 6 touchdown passes and 3 touchdown rushes here in the last 3 games alone without a turnover here. They had such control over the Spartans that they didn't even need to use his running ability. Terps lost another game, and they got to save some of these best plays. What coaches do is they have a coaching sheet. They have 10 to 15 plays. They love going into the game, and most coaches, they end up using all those plays in the first quarter. Maryland needs to save those plays, maybe go with some up-tempo, do something in the third and the fourth quarter to change things. So far, we haven't seen it here. I like UCLA here. I think they win this game 35-27.
Let's stay out that way and go to the NFL as the 4-2 Chargers host the 5-1 Colts. 1.5-point spread here in favor of the Chargers. What are you seeing?
Yeah, well, I think that the Chargers still have a ton of weaknesses here, especially on offense. They're down 3 starting offensive linemen, their best 2 offensive linemen, we know for sure. And they were able to get by last week and have a running back, Vidal, who was basically a practice squad guy, get over 100 yards because they were playing the Dolphins here. Not going to be the case, I don't think, with Indianapolis. Generally in the NFL, defenses that get run against least are on teams that have the most success. The Colts opponents have run it only 36.2% of the snaps so far, second least frequency next to Green Bay, which is only 32.2 runs here. Colts are 5-1 straight up here. Best rushing running back in the NFL right now, and Jonathan Taylor leading the league, and Danny Dimes getting things going here with that play action. I like the Colts here. Another wrong team favored, 24-20 over the Chargers.
Yeah, I like the Indiana Jones nickname, as they've been calling him. So what about Indiana and college, your game of the week, -27? We were just talking about Cignetti getting that contract extension. They go up against Michigan State. What are you seeing?
what we're seeing now, you don't need the money. You don't need, if you got money and you don't need to be in Florida anymore or Texas, doesn't matter. You got money, you can recruit, and the kid can, guy can just coach, flat out coach, and got a good coaching staff. So you want to find out, do they roll? The line is heavy. 27 points against Michigan State. First five callers, we're going to give it to them for free. Just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number if you want to get Indiana, Michigan State on me, 800-400-9741. How about this? 4 weeks ago, we put out what's called Sunday plays in the NFL. Went 5-0. 3 weeks ago, 5-0. 2 weeks ago, 5-0. And last week, I let everyone down. I went 4-1 in the NFL.
Damn it,
Went a 19-1 run on Sundays. Sorry about that, guys. Here it is, Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. You want to get 4 weeks of games on Sunday, five games every single week. They're ready to go now. You don't have to call me on Sunday. $197, five games every Sunday next month. Or you want to get it through the end of the season, 12 weeks, goes all the way through January 4th. Just $497. So no one hotter in the NFL than we are right now. We had Cincinnati last night. You want to hop on board, just one place. Check out all the specials, including we've got player props in football, rest of the season, $497. Baseball playoffs, player props there, and also our selections reduced to $97. And a UFC, big UFC fight from Vancouver, seven selections, including a rare 40 to 50 unit max wager, $37, one place, ParamountSports.com.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Appreciate it, man. Look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Thanks, man.
All right. Take care, guys. Peace.
All right. Yeah, well, it must have been like, this is the first time it's happened, like a little bit of a delay on his end.
He may not have been on it may have been like one of these plug-in landlines.
Like headsets.
Computers, and, yeah.
But anyway, I mean, like, he's been on fire.
So he has. And I love the first, it's funny, the first pick, because I think during the break I said to you, I think Louisville covers it in Miami.
I think I'm leaning Miami, but it's like, it's not something I feel. The only difference that I see in these two teams is Miami is severely battle tested. When you look at who they've beat and you go look at who Louisville's played, you got two teams here, top 25, you know, like Louisville's very good. And he talked about that kid Bell. They couldn't stop him the last game. I think he might've had like 20 targets.
Yeah. Man.
But I just think Miami's talent on that side in the pass rush is what's going to be the difference.
Week 7 picks at 7:15. Don't go anywhere. See what Jeremy and I are leaning towards. But on the other side, we've said before that maybe quarterbacks don't deserve the records that we give them. The Athletic has proof of that. We'll tell you what we're talking about up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.